This is the college football preview from the Sports Talk Media Network. Phil Kornblut, along with Chris Bergen. Well, let's take a look at the schedule for this weekend, and it looks like Coastal Carolina's got the best opponent of the three FBS programs. The Chanticleers back at home after that loss to Marshall, Chris, taking on Georgia Southern Senior Day. They need a win to put themselves in position to go bowling.
Yeah, sitting at 5-5 right now, and you hate to come off a season in which Tim Beckett, his first year, went 8-5, won a bowl game, and not qualify for one in your second season. It looks like the program may be taking a step backwards, but they finished the regular season last year 7-5. That is still a goal and an opportunity here because they get Georgia Southern. Be a tremendous matchup on Saturday. I think it may be one of the better ball games around the area. Certainly, if you're comparing what South Carolina and Clemson have in front of them versus what the Chanticleers, this is a Georgia Southern team. If you remember 15, 20, 30 years ago when they were a dominant powerhouse in the FCS level, they looked like Army. They would run the triple option and ran it as well as anybody. This is not how they play now. Now, Clay Helton came in. May remember a few years back. He's now in his third season down in Statesboro. Here's a guy that coached at Southern California, now at Georgia Southern. He's brought in sort of the air raid offense, and they've got a pretty good quarterback to run that in J.C. French. But you look at them, Phil, statistically, and they don't wow you. They're sort of middle of the pack offensively, middle of the pack defensively, sort of like Coastal has been. Chanticleers maybe a little bit better in terms of running the football. Georgia Southern next to last in the Sun Belt in rush yards per game, but when they have been able to run it, they've run it really, really well. They've had a couple of ball games when they've exploded big on the ground. And you look at some of their wins this season. I mean, they were able to, earlier this year, they were able to get past James Madison, beat them 28-14. They also knocked off Marshall in a crazy comeback. They scored, I think it was 21 points in the final few minutes of the fourth quarter rally for that win. So they've got some quality wins and then head scratching losses. They had a blowout at Old Dominion, 47-19, and lost last week to Troy, 28-20. So who knows which Georgia Southern team is going to show up. If it's the one that beat James Madison, Coastal will certainly have its hands full on Saturday.
All right, South Carolina and Clemson, of course, they play each other next Saturday, and people like you and me, we can afford to look ahead. People like Shane Beamer and Dabo Swinney, they cannot. They can't look at the Citadel and Wofford as Southern Conference FCS teams and think this is just going to be a walkover. I mean, they've got to coach to win. They've got to play the right players, maybe trying to reserve some players who might be a little bit dinged up for next week. But they got to go out and take care of their business here, and then maybe later in the game they can rest some people. But lumping these two games together, it's a situation where we know what's down the road, but they can't take their eye off the target on Saturday.
Phil, this may be, and it'll sound weird for me to say this, but this may be the most difficult week of coaching that both Dabo Swinney and Shane Beamer have because of the way their seasons have gone, both of them having solid seasons. Maybe not the year that Clemson would have hoped for, but there's still an outside shot they get to play for an ACC championship, and if that's the case, they could qualify for the playoffs. South Carolina having a much, much better season than I think anybody thought they would before the year started. So now you get this week off, if you will. And that's how the fans are going to look at it. That's how we're looking at it. It should be a week off. So you've got to make sure your team is motivated, and you can't take that tactic. Well, you know, I don't want Lenore Sellers to get hurt. Let's see if we can run out Robbie Ashford. Maybe we start him, because you start doing those type things and it tells the team, well, shoot, we can beat them with our backup quarterback, third string wide receiver, fourth string long snapper. Shouldn't be a problem. And then you play right into both Wofford and the Citadel's hand if you overlook those guys. And so I think Dabo Swinney and Shane Beamer both have to coach this like they often say. The next game is the most important, and like it is the battle for the Palmetto Trophy next week, because they've got to have their teams ready to play. And then if you get the big lead at halftime, which is what you want for both of those teams, then you start subbing in your second and third teamers.
Looking at the rest of the schedule, Furman will be at Mercer. No postseason for the Paladins, so they got a very nice win last week at East Tennessee State. Presbyterian will be home to Butler. The Blue Hose have won three in a row. They got five wins on the season. South Carolina State, which clinched the MEAC championship last week by winning at Morgan State, will try to complete a perfect run through the league schedule. They'll play their final regular season game at home against Norfolk State. Then, December 14th, they'll play the SWAC champion in the Celebration Bowl in Atlanta. Charleston Southern at Florida State. The Buccaneers have lost nine in a row. And of course, you know what Florida State's been doing. Over under on attendance at this one.
No, they'll have half the stadium full. My question is, if you've got a line line on this, would you take Charleston Southern? Yeah. As bad of a season as the Bucks have had, boy, the Seminoles can top it both left and right.
Newberry finished up their season last weekend. They lost three in a row. They had three wins on the year. Erskine finished up its season last week, had just that single win back in August. North Greenville's actually playing tonight against Shorter, making up a game that was postponed from late September because of the storms. North Greenville coming off a win over Chewan last week. Limestone, its season is over. They finished up with a three-game winning streak, beating Carson Newman last week. And Anderson wrapped up their season last week with a loss to Lenoir Rhine. First year of football for the Trojans. They win three times. That'll do it for the college football preview. For Chris Bergen, this is Phil Kornblut on the Sports Talk Media Network.